In Virginia's 10th congressional district, Democrat Jennifer Wexton has defeated Republican incumbent Barbara Comstock in one of the most expensive and closely watched races in the country. The results of that race could have ramifications beyond the 10th district's borders. And joining us now with a closer look is WAMU's Patrick Madden. Good morning.
Good morning, Matt.
Jennifer Wexton defeated Comstock pretty handily by 10 points. That's a big margin. Comstock was a two-term incumbent. What made the difference with voters?
In a word, it was Trump. I mean, the 10th district's one of the most highly educated districts in the entire country. And the polling heading up to this election showed that college-educated women were breaking sharply for the Democrats. So this was this type of suburban swing district that Republicans were going to have a lot of trouble with this cycle. And then you add to the fact that, you know, Trump has consistently attacked the federal government, and that just wasn't going to play well in this Virginia 10th district where so many federal workers live. So, you know, Barbara Comstock clearly had her work cut out for her, and Jennifer Wexton did a good job of sort of riding this anti-Trump sentiment to victory. And here's Wexton at her election watch party last night. This audio is courtesy of WSA 9.
Because we work together, we sent a message that we want a better nation.
Patrick, tell us, what did Barbara Comstock say about her loss last night?
Representative Comstock really struck a positive tone at her watch party. She thanked supporters and she urged them to remember that while she lost, the Republican Party still scored some wins across the country.
These great victories will continue. I mean, look at our Supreme Court. We're going to still hold our Senate. We're going to be able to do great things together.
David Ramadan was also at last night's events. He's a former GOP House delegate from Northern Virginia, and he defended Comstock.
She did everything that anybody could have done in this election. This is literally the fault of the moron in the White House.
So, I mean, there you have it from David Ramadan. And if you go back, Matt, and you look at this race, you look at the ads, it's clear that Comstock knew she had to pivot away from Trump in this race. And she tried to focus on local issues like the I-66 tolls, the traffic, transportation taxes. She really tried to make this about local issues, but it just didn't stick.
Well, Wexton's win also has ramifications for the wider D.C. region. That's because Comstock was the only Republican in Congress from the immediate Washington area. What does that mean if our region doesn't have a GOP voice in Congress?
Well, no one actually really knows, because for at least the past 50 years, there's always been at least one member of the GOP representing one of these seats. So I spoke with Tom Davis, a former GOP representative from Northern Virginia, and Connie Morella, a former Republican representative from Montgomery County. And both said to me that it really was important to have at least one voice in the GOP that can pick up the phone and call the GOP leadership if there's a bill affecting federal workers or the metro system or some big federal agency like the NIH. And now with Comstock gone, the region will not have that GOP representative that can do that.
Now, Patrick, how did geography play into this race in the Virginia 10th District? It has both suburban and rural areas. How did that factor into the results?
I think geography and demographics played actually a big role. If you look at the map, Loudoun County was where this race was going to be won or lost. I mean, everyone knew Comstock was going to do well in the rural areas in the Shenandoah Valley region, and that Wexton would do well in the precincts that were closer to D.C., like Fairfax County. And so if you look at Loudoun County in 2016, when Comstock won the race by 10 points, she split Loudoun County against her Democratic opponent. This time around, Comstock lost Loudoun by roughly 20 points, according to the preliminary results. So really, that's where this race was lost for Comstock, in voter-rich Loudoun County.
WAMU's Patrick Madden discussing with us this morning Democrat Jennifer Wexton's win in Virginia's 10th congressional district over Republican incumbent Barbara Comstock. Patrick, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Matt.